tens of billions of dollars of savings more are possible by implementing the 467 open actions that we have.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. GAO has a mandate to report on areas in the federal government where billions of dollars can be saved by minimizing fragmented, overlapping, or duplicative activities and through cost-saving and revenue-enhancing measures. With me to talk about this year's report is Jessica Lucas-Judy, a Strategic Issues Director. Thanks for joining me, Jessica.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
So, Jessica, when we talked about this area last year, you said we were on an unsustainable fiscal path. Does that still hold true?
Yes, I wish I could say something else, but that the story is still the same. Now, obviously, the federal government's made a pretty unprecedented financial response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that is a very high priority, and it's required a large investment of resources. But we found that there are still ways that Congress and executive branch agencies, even while they're responding to the pandemic, can still be good stewards of those resources, taxpayer dollars, and better manage duplication, overlap, and fragmentation, and achieve some cost savings.
What are some of those ways the federal government can be, as you said, good stewards?
So this is our 10th report in the series, and we identify in this report 168 new actions that can be taken across all different parts of the government where, you know, as I said, they could better manage fragmentation, overlap, or duplication, or achieve some cost savings. So, for example, we found that the Department of Health and Human Services could work better and better coordinate with FEMA and the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs to respond in a public health emergency and better more effectively deliver services. We also found that a way that the Office of Management and Budget could improve its oversight of disaster relief funds and help reduce improper payments in that area.
What areas have potential for large savings?
We have quite a number of things in our report this year, areas for new cost savings. For example, we identified 36 actions that could help federal agencies meet their goals for consolidating their data centers, and this could potentially save hundreds of millions of dollars. We also identified 12 different actions that would help the Navy be more effective in its process for acquiring and sustaining ships, and that could potentially save billions of dollars. Another area that we identified is with Ginnie Mae, the Government National Mortgage Association. We found that they could reduce costs or enhance its revenues by tens of millions of dollars per year.
So it sounds like the federal government continues on an unsustainable fiscal path, but there are areas where taxpayer dollars could be saved, like hundreds of millions of dollars in consolidating data centers or billions of dollars with improvements to Navy shipbuilding. But these aren't just new recommendations in the report, right? What could we expect if all of GAO's recommended actions went into effect?
So I'm pleased to say that Congress and executive branch agencies addressed or partially addressed almost 80% of the actions that we've identified in our first 9 reports, and this resulted in about $429 billion in savings. But we think that still tens of billions of dollars of savings more are possible by implementing the 467 open actions that we have. For example, there are steps that the Internal Revenue Service could take to help address identity theft tax refund fraud, and that could maybe save billions of dollars. And improvements could be made in the Medicare program and how it makes payments by place of service in terms of where you get service through Medicare, and that could also have cost savings.
So then last question, Jessica, what's the bottom line of this report?
Even though the federal government has needed to prioritize its response to the COVID-19 pandemic and its effects, and that requires a lot of revenue, at the same time, our report offers options that Congress and executive branch agencies can take now to be good stewards of federal dollars and to help better manage fragmentation, overlap, and duplication, and make programs more effective and more efficient for the American people.
Jessica Lucas-Judy was talking about GAO's annual report on duplication and cost savings in the federal government. Thank you for your time, Jessica.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.